Mr. Jones, the people of Kimball, I understand you're involved in a lot of community activity projects type things. Could you perhaps tell us about some of them?
Yes, we have several geriatric programs. We're now sitting in the residence of one facility that I think is very interesting in that it's self-managing. The seniors conduct their own affairs. Our professional people come in daily to render assistance and, of course, maintenance people to do heavy work, but they manage their own program and dictate what they wish to eat and do their own cooking. And it's quite delightful. We have one here in her 90s, and she's functioning very well. 98, in fact. She makes the best lemon pie you can put your mouth to.
Oh, that sounds really good. So they do their housekeeping and their cooking, and then the medical assistance when needed, it comes by daily? Is that
yes,
the idea?
Yes, nurses come in to check regularly because the average age in here is very high. But we do have people who come in to do that sort of thing because falls are quite easy to happen. But I'm in terms of how their home is decorated, what they want to go on, and what they want to eat, and their routine, they determine that.
Well, it certainly is a change from most of the convalescent homes and geriatric homes in most of the country. I understand you also have a family care facility?
We have a couple of family care facilities where I think most of the patients are ambulatory, but there are not any of them members in those other two facilities. They're actually managed by people. We believe in encouraging people to get ahead in business, people who have a sensitive conscience. And so the church owns the properties, but they're managed by, one's a Jewish couple, and in the other case, I think they're Baptist background.
And do you give them financial assistance when they need it, or?
Yes, we do. We maintain the properties in a very unusual way. I think if you go through any of our facilities, you'll see that they're very well kept up. Landscaping and gardening, a lot of extra little things that sometimes are neglected in the private institutions.
What exactly is a family care facility? Who is it for? In it?
The people that are a step between, I'm not too familiar with all these designations. Boarding home facility, I think, is a matter of just one jurisdiction as to who's jurisdictionally in charge. The family care means that a person is not qualified for convalescent type of care, in other words, geriatric hospital type of care. They're still able to get about, and all of our people do. We putter in gardens, and we fix an artificial pool in one of them that is stocked with catfish, and so they have a delightful time there. And a lot of lawn furniture and croquet sets and that kind of thing that keep them active, and we encourage a lot of activity because one of the tragedies of American life is it seems that there's no place for people when they grow old.
Yes, it seems that with the families don't want the parents of the parents in the families. And I remember as a child there was a great deal of fun that I had between my grandmother and myself, and she helped me get over many rough places. But in today's family, the grandparents are off living somewhere else until they're put away in a nursing home, and I think put away is a good term for it.
Unfortunately, in many instances, particularly with the increase of large corporations owning the geriatric facilities, and the small businessmen increasingly being forced out by the high cost of operation, this disturbs me. Another interesting facet here is that a person is taking care of it on their ability to pay. We have one lady who has no funds, and she has a feeling that she doesn't want to go to welfare or any special services. She feels an independence. We honor that independence. We do not demand that people avoid welfare services, because certainly that's their rightful position to take if they wish aid from the state. But we have a practice in this facility that people can pay according to their ability.
I heard something about a children's shelter or children, something having to do with a children's home.
Home for exceptional children, polarized towards the retarded level. And it's amazing what a Jewish couple have done with these children. There's room for a great deal of mind expansion, and I'm just delighted with what's happening at the Children's Ranch. This, again, is a facility that is, I've forgotten the institutional category, but it's licensed by the state, and it is filled with capacity. None of our own church children, they come from various church backgrounds, and non-church backgrounds, but a very wholesome program for them there.
What ages does that cover?
I think most of them are in their late teens, and we have some, I think most of them in their late teens.
I see. Well, that's really good to hear. I know there are an awful lot also of the kids that have problems with their mental retardation, that once again they seem to be put in a place where they can simply stay out of trouble all day. I heard that there's an animal shelter. Is that?
Yes, we do have. We have been in the past, I think, averaging 20 animals either brought to us directly, which is humane, or dropped off in gunny sacks. In the most inhumane manner, we
people just bring them and drop them on the doorstep of the church.
Throw them in the ditch. The animal problem is Herculean. Local veterinarians have been very cooperative. The church budget. These are times of economic depression for all of us in some ways, and the church finances are certainly not up to the par that they were a few months ago. We are just at the end of, I don't see how we can take any more animals. We don't like euthanasia. We're afraid of what euthanasia can mean, and a lot of things start on the animal level, and perhaps someday people will be talking about human euthanasia. So we've never had to put any animal to sleep, but our facilities are crowded. And if you'll notice, I have several cats, a few dozen, and they're all very well taken care of. They're all neutered. All the dogs here are neutered, and they're given every shot imaginable in the best, the very top-notch health condition. And we have a chimpanzee, a monkey. They're very well taken care of. In a zoo-like situation, we've built quite a large facility for the chimpanzee and a little monkey. It's heated, so and then during one weather it can come out in a cage that's about the size of this room. We have a parrot, things that people discard after the novelty wears off, and a host of all types of little birds, pigeons that have been injured, any type of bird you can imagine that have their wings injured. We nurse them back until they're able to maintain themselves, but not quite yet ready to be turned loose in the wild again.
Well, that's really beautiful. What did you do with the cats if you get them and you've spayed or neutered them and you can't find a home for them? Do you just keep on trying?
At this point, we have not had to be put in that position where we haven't found a home, but I think I received 7 calls today, and I spoke to the secretary. We are at the end of ourselves. Because we have to study placement, and a lot of people take animals with a temporary interest in it, soon wears thin.
And they don't get their animals spayed or neutered until then before they know it.
We won't place them. We neuter them before we place them.
And you do that at your own expense? Well, I know the county animal shelter certainly is inadequate for its treatment of cats. It kills them almost the same day that they get them in now, according to the head person out there. Let's see. Last week or so, I was over at the county courthouse, and I noticed that a coffee and donut sort of coffee hour going on there, and I was told that was associated with the People's Temple Church.
To maintain some of our services, we at Christmas give, I don't know how many gifts to non-members. We do a lot of things for non-members. We offer one of the attorneys is in our church. He gives free legal counsel to members and non-members, and he, of course, his workload is just about to the hilt, too. We give clothing and food and all sorts of assistances, and these are measures in which we can help raise some of the necessary funding, and it's really a tremendous job to raise the funds.
Is that a regular event, then?
Yes, I don't know how regular, but it happens two or three times a year at least, I think.
I see. Okay, well, thank you very much, Reverend Jones. This is Carol Park for Channel 13.
Rafi Kerr. I see. Put on Major Salty, will you?
Major. Carol, Major Salty here.
I checked. A truck is overdue. But how do I know you have it? Show you the cutter, and this is called the banana cutter, and this is just like a knife, and it cuts it very sharply, just where you want it. You can lift it off with it, providing you cut it off real good. Okay, but there's five of these. Oh, there's five of them, right? And they help you, not necessary, but they do help you in your work with your stone. Let's see if we can cut that eye right off of there. Your regular tools in the kitchen will help just as well. Use your own imagination. I'm sure there's lots of things around the house you think, well, I really don't think we could use that. Try it, because there's all kinds of things that make designs. I wanted to show you even the little garlic press. It makes a tiny, tiny, fine little glass type with, like the dough that we made for the hair on the dolls and the grass for the mushrooms. But this would make it for smaller objects you could use, see, a little garlic press. Try some of those little plastic molds also, if you have some candle molds. These would work out just really well. Until the next time when we get together, we will be working on framing and putting all the things that we've made into a perfect little setting. So join us next time when we'll be showing you how you can frame these and put them into good use around your house. Until then, this is Jean Langton saying bye-bye and have a terrific day.
Wanda Bennett of Bennett's Arts and Crafts, and we're located at 407 South Chase Street here in Ukiah, which is north of Bank of America. I'm sure many of you watch Jean Langton's Arts and Crafts show on television and get numerous ideas from her. This is an interesting book I have right here. It's all about leather and leather carving, and it shows you quite a few patterns that are work out nice. We also have belt strips of the dark leather and belt buckles and many leather working tools such as this hammer here, which is handmade. We also have all the tools, or at least most of them. And for anyone that would be interested in macrame, I believe we have the largest selection of macrame supplies here in Ukiah. Please come down. We're located at 407 South State Street. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm